11:35 in the morning on April 12th, 2012. And yes, late in the morning because I got more edits in overnight. So I did what I did before, which proved to be so useful. That was, I started right up grinding this morning and kept at it until I needed a break. And it got to be late morning before I realized I needed a break. So here I am, out on my walk, taking a break. I'll go back and fix some lunch and then dig back into it. I got another 120 pages of edits to do. I think I might be able to get them done today. I'm halfway through already. A lot of the stuff is looking pretty good. I didn't have to spend a lot of time at the front end like I did the last, for the first group, because she hasn't added a bunch of stuff. The odd missing word, the odd strange punctuation. This is a layout proof, apparently, because it's got a lot of tags in it to control HTML once it actually goes out to HTML. So for ebook formatting, I'm not quite sure why, but I'm not even questioning it. It's the way she's doing it. She sent it to me. I get to go through it. I should get the last third in the next day or so. I want to make sure that I have this third back to her before she sends more stuff my way, so that we get this thing done as expeditiously as possible. I need to come up with a dedication. Now, it seems to me, I'm trying to think of who I haven't done a book dedicated to. I did one for my sister, I did one to my wife, I did one for my Aunt Pat. I'll have to look if I can see who I've done it for and see who's left to be dedicated to. Interesting questions. I don't have to have a dedication, but it's a nice touch. I think it's nice. Something I can do for somebody. Let's think of who that might be. There's a dog. Something new and exciting. So yesterday's big excitement was, today's Thursday, yeah, yesterday was dental day. That was kind of a disjointed day altogether because of the break in the middle. Today is a little bit off because the wife is home again today. She went to work yesterday. She's home today, but I think she's feeling a little bit ignored, honestly, because I've been so deep into the weeds with this edit. I haven't really paid much attention to the fact that she's home, sitting across the room, talking away to me. And basically what she gets back are pretty much monosyllables and grunts. I'll have to make it up to her by making a good lunch. The downside of these edits, of course, is that bacon and eggs, home fries. Yeah, that would make a great... My mouth is going, yep. Are we home yet? May have to happen today. So it's good to get up and be stretched out a little bit, be moving around. I've been editing since about 5:30, so 6 hours, time for a stretch. I'm halfway done. I should have the last of them done. I've got to get two books out today. I hope I'm going to get 2 books out today. I got to cut the labels and sign them and find a mailbox for them, but that shouldn't be too big a problem. Might mean taking a break in the middle of the afternoon to get that done, just so I get it out in the 2 o'clock mail, but even if it doesn't go till 4:30, I'm sure the truck isn't going to leave at 2:30. I'm sure this is the overnight truck is the one that matters, the one that leaves Greeley. So we'll see about that. The advantage is if I can get it done up, if the mailman has to give a delivery, I can hand off the books to them at the door, rather than having to go either up to the post office or over to the shopping center and find a mailbox and drop them in. So perhaps I'll do that while I'm got lunch going. Interesting sound. Jet, but it's not a commercial one, I don't think. Anyway, maybe one that's up real high. There's a lot of clouds here today. There was tornadoes in the region yesterday afternoon, which is kind of surprising, because it wasn't really warm here yesterday afternoon, but we were on the cold side of the dry line. So several tornado-like structures sprang up out on the plains. We might see some today too. There's a lot of instability in the atmosphere. When you start at 4,800 feet in the air, you're that much closer to the sky. Hey, I'm hiking right along because I want to get back, because I want to get back into the editing, because it's quite exciting. It's quite silly, actually, but it is quite exciting. Progress. Somebody left me a note about LastPass, and thanks for that. I don't know that I've released the comment yet. Somebody was listening to the post I was making about KeePass, and I really need to do that. Holy cow! Sorry, that was shocking. I don't even know what kind of car it was. It wasn't an Element. It might have been like one of the Suzuki square box cars with a little nose on the front. It was shocking pink. I suspect that it might be a Mary Kay dealer in her shocking pink Suzuki or whatever it is. It was cute. It was quite shocking to look over my shoulder and see this pink car go streaming by. So yeah. Stuff. Oh, KeePass and LastPass. I'll have to try to look at those and see. I've already got KeePass on my phone. I already got KeePass everywhere. Installed everywhere. I just haven't used the KeePass passwords on all of my websites. In part because going through them all and updating them is going to take a while. And I'd much rather spend the time writing or thinking about writing. Jeez, I still got to do that audio work. God, I have to redo that. I can't do it today because I've got laundry going again already. So there's too much noise in the house today. Tomorrow's Friday. Maybe tomorrow. Next week, the kids go back to school. So, yeah. Makes week it'll be quiet. Next week, perhaps I can read aloud and record it in a way that will be useful instead of trying to record it today where kids are whooping and hollering and running around upstairs. Wife is chortling at her keyboard, yelling at the kids. Kids are yelling back. It gets pretty noisy. And yes, I do need an office. It's true. The reality of that is that I'm too cheap. What I really need is to deal with the reality that I have rather than trying to change the reality. I wrote when I was being interrupted before. I wrote when it was loud before. I wrote before I was a full-time writer more than I've written as a full-time writer. There's something wrong with this picture. It's a garbage truck going by because it's trash day. Another reason why I can't record today. So there's something wrong with this picture, and the thing that is in common is me. So I really need to get my head out of my buttocks. I have a stand-up room. I can go and stand up. It's in the next room. It's out of the line of sight. It's out of the line of fire. It's away. So when I'm standing there, I have the same kind of responsibility. The same kind of, well, I'm here, I better be writing mindset. And the problem is getting my butt up out of the chair and over to stand by the keyboard and actually write. Yeah. I mean, it goes back to something that's very fundamental, I think, for everyone, for all of us as writers, is that it's up to us. And as much as it's up to me, I'm failing me. Not really. There is a part of me that thinks I am, that feels like I'm failing because I'm not writing. But I do work. I'm working all the time. My brain is ticking over with always new ideas coming up. I talked to Brent Gamblin last night on G-Talk for a while. He sparked 3 new ideas just in a 5-minute conversation. I don't even think he's aware of it. So yeah, I mean, new ideas come bubbling up all the time, popcorn kittens all over the place. So the challenge is to get enough focus to catch one of these little kittens and create something with it. I got half a story written. I did finish getting the, as I said, divine inspiration done. Still haven't done my grading. Oh my God, my poor students. I did get divine inspiration done. I will be putting that out as a standalone short story. Just because, A, I can, and B, I don't want it really linked up with anything else because it's such a, as a story, it's going to, it may upset a lot of people. Now, I've had people who are of the rather religious and Christian persuasion hear the first 2 sections and think it wasn't all that bad. The story is itself humorous for what it is, which is as it's intended. And I think the final chapter is one of redemption, of where we need to go and how this all plays out, what the larger scenery is that has been sort of obfuscated by the close-in view that I take early in the first 2 sections. The 3rd section is a much broader view. And like every other story I've ever written, nothing ever happens except 2 people talk. Well, a couple people talk. Well, they're not people, actually, I guess. Maybe they are. I don't know. There's a certain ambiguity. One of the things that we talked about at the writing workshop was about talking heads in white rooms, and that a lot of writers are guilty of not having clothes on their characters and having them speaking in white rooms with no visible features. And for part of this story, that's exactly the feel that I was going for. I exactly want these to be talking heads in a white room. I want them to be sort of ethereal, sort of, and perhaps just not even talking heads, just voices in the light or in the dark or whatever. So for the first and the last parts of this, I think that works pretty well. I probably should look at the middle piece to see if, in fact, I can't touch up a little bit, make the descriptions pop a little more, give it a little more color, a little more flavor. You know, I thought it must have rained last night. When I came out this morning, I put a couple bags of trash out by the curb, leaf litter and stuff from the backyard last night, so I wouldn't forget this morning. And when I came out, one of them had come off the sidewalk and was halfway down the street in a gutter, and I thought, didn't look right. There was kind of a high tide mark where leaves, etc., had washed up on the apron of my driveway, and I thought, really? Did it rain? I'm walking past the drainage ditch right now, and what was dry yesterday now has standing water, which means mosquitoes. Hope it dries up soon. That's the nice thing about this place being so dry, though, is that with a little breeze, a little sun, moisture evaporates really quickly. So with any luck, it would evaporate before any wrigglers could be matured. So a lovely day, middle of the day, it's noon, I've got my jacket on. Thursday of spring break for the kids. Gonna go home. I'm thinking bacon. Oh, I'm so just thinking bacon and eggs. I really can't afford the calories, but I really can't afford the time. It's really a larger issue. I can make a ham sandwich in about a minute and a half. It'll take me 45 minutes to do a breakfast right. Peeling potatoes, dealing with bacon, all that. That would take quite a while, half an hour anyway. Half an hour where I could be working on my edits. So I have to weigh that between now and the time I actually make it across the street and onto the sidewalk on the other side, because at that point I'll be back at the back gate. The lawn is greened up nicely after only a couple days of having sprinklers. It's coming, it's getting there. I'll have to mow it next. Oh well. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.